welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Not wrong.
And Florida Geek Scene.
That's true.
It's true. I am your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author, whatever my name is.
Podcaster. Hey, we're podcasters because we don't get along with other people.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
It is Justin McPatches, Jordan. I got confused last week for the comic book guy. Well, yeah. it was in the thread, which was cool. Gene meant nothing by it.
Yeah.
I think that was cool, but I don't want people to think that I'm a talented writer, such as this
artist.
Guy. Or, no, I think he writes.
He writes comic books?
Yeah.
I thought he was an artist.
No, he writes the comic books, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know the guy. Anyway, you're a writer.
I am a writer.
And I'm a radio guy.
You are a radio guy.
The radio guy. So I've heard.
Yes. Yesterday was our 3-year friendiversary when we first became friends on Facebook.
Oh, joy.
And now here we are, yeah.
Married. Well,
That worked out well.
So was that when I was like, hey, you write books? That's cool. We want to be on the radio?
Right. It was right after that. We friended each other on Facebook.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, thanks for friending me. I look forward to getting to know you. That was our first messages to each other.
Sure enough.
Yep. Here we are.
You're married.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, very cool.
Yep.
It's week by week, it's getting closer to October.
Yes.
I hear the store. I have not been to a store yet.
I know.
Other than Walmart for some crap.
We could do that this afternoon.
We will. When we go see Ant-Man. Or it already happened this afternoon. We don't know yet.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, but
I think they know we record this ahead of time.
I'm pretty sure. But I like the ambience of being live.
It is Saturday.
Well, technically, we are live on Podunk
on
when
Saturday.
It airs, because it airs.
Yes.
It airs.
It's Saturday live. Night. Yes.
It lives at a certain slot. You can't just go record this now. I mean, now? What's fucking, you can't download it now.
Yeah. It's not a podcast stream or anything. It's a
radio show.
It's a radio show.
Which reminds me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking on Podbean, we're going to start charging for these.
Really?
I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody would buy it
for
a dollar. It'd be nice to get some cash flow for this so we can do other things. But,
you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, a lot of stuff. What a stressful week. That week's over now.
Yeah.
We're going to be on to good things.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to make Halloween in July up in Orlando when this airs.
I'm sorry.
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
It's yay retail. Woo!
Plus, it's not free for us to go up there. I mean, it's you know, gas and
it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drive. So, you know, and we're just not.
So instead, we're going to go to Miami. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's easier.
Oh, no. We only went down that south for a shock pop.
Yep.
Which,
that
man,
was
that
Lauderdale.
Was that was worth it, too.
Yeah, it was. That was good.
I mean, I'm sorry for what happened with the owners and everything, but for us to go and do what we did was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
We met a lot of nice people.
We did.
Including Lisa Hammer and, was it Levi?
Levi, her husband, yep.
Yeah. They just had, like, something happen, an anniversary or something, but they're doing good.
Yeah.
They're awesome people. Check them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, check out Dr. Wolfila, check out My Gal the Zombie, check out, Gene Hoyle, who writes, awesome comics.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tyson? Yeah, we like Tyson.
Tyson Hanks, yeah.
Florida Geek Scene. Morbid Movies is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August.
Yes.
They don't have one for July because I don't think they had time to get it. But if you remember, we did Evil Dead with them and gave away an awesome prize. Let me see. We talked about it last week real quick. We'll remind you. And I'll do it right up on the website
at
some point this week.
40th anniversary of
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
And that's happening on Friday, August 7th at 9:30 at the Movies of Lake Worth, which is a nice theater, and everybody who works there is super awesome.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, just for Michael even putting this together again, which is the bomb.
Yes.
And this is a fantastic movie.
Yep.
It's really one of the top four.
Exactly.
Slashers.
We're
you got
excited, yeah.
Michael, Jason, Freddy, Leatherface.
Yep.
And this was out before Halloween.
Yes.
But they didn't really consider this being the slasher movie because
it was cult horror.
Yeah, because it didn't really follow the slasher formula.
No.
It was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But Leatherface was like the guy, mm-hmm. along with Michael Myers and Freddy and Jason. So
in the lexicon, yep.
Yep. So there it is. That's it right there.
I have a picture from Rolling Stone magazine from like the 80s that they did of, it was like a hill and the Hollywood sign behind him, and it was Jason, Leatherface, Michael, and
Freddy
all like raising their...
That's awesome.
Yeah, so raising their weapons.
So we didn't watch any movies lately, horror movies. We did see The Gallows. Real quick, we'll mention that.
Yeah, we did go see The Gallows last week, and it was okay.
We did our actual instant review on the way home, and that's up on the McPatch's Media Podbean page.
Right.
And also on the website, Underground Horror Radio. It's up there, too.
Right. I gave it a 2.
I don't remember what I gave it. A 1?
I
didn't like it.
Yeah, you didn't like it. But I did.
That was our instant review. So if you want to hear, also theater etiquette returns.
Yes.
Yeah, we're a little upset about the theater etiquette. But it was,
yeah,
you know.
I'm just going to say, if you want to be able to sit and have a conversation with somebody that you haven't seen for a really long time, because that's apparently what was happening, don't go to a movie theater and do it. Go have it at a restaurant or something.
Yeah, that seems appropriate, a restaurant.
Yeah. Don't go into a movie theater at the beginning of a fucking movie and the lights go down and it's time right after they say,
shut up,
please stop talking.
Yeah.
And enjoy the film. And keep having a full-voiced conversation, not whispering. They were not whispering.
Yeah.
They were having a conversation.
See, that's why drive-ins were great, because you didn't have to worry about that
shit. Yeah, really.
You know what I'd like to see again? Because, you know, Trant's watching Zombievers.
Right.
And that's a good flashback, throwback to the 80s.
Right.
Wolf Cop is another one. I would love to have another horror movie that takes place at a drive-in.
Yeah, that would be good.
Or just something cool like that.
Yeah.
Because I miss drive-ins.
I do, too.
I mean, we have one in Lake Worth. We're never going to go to it, but I think my brother still works there. But, yeah, I don't know. And I like our theater. Our theater's cool, and the theater, the movies of Lake Worth are awesome. Mm-hmm. Small, intimate.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, something about a drive-in was, it was a different era. Everybody would be on their phones if they're in the drive-in and they're now anyway, wouldn't they? They'd just be in their cars on their phones.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hoping, though, if you go see a horror movie at a drive-in before it starts, you're listening to the show.
On your smartphones,
which you can get if you have either download it off of Podbean or stream it off of Podbean. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can listen to it on TuneIn app under Podunk Radio on Saturdays at 9:30.
Yes.
Yeah, I say 9:30 because
usually
some other shows run
over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, it's still awesome. It's us.
Yes.
So Spooky's coming up. Halloween Horror Nights announced the house. We got that to talk about.
Yes.
Nicole has been reading, real quick, the story. We're at Starbucks, and it was me, Isis. No, we're not terrorists. That's a girl's name. Irish Jeff and Boots and Bart. And we were talking about books, because I was mentioning your book, because she has a copy.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that's cool that you write vampire books.
Mm-hmm.
Or horror, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started. She's like, yeah, I'm trying to read this 50 Shades, but it's awful. I said, oh, it's awful. I pulled out the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just telling her, like, she's like, some of the stuff they're right is awful. I said, his books are awful.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny because we just talked about it on the air not too long ago. But she does read books because I think her and Boots from Dresden.
Yeah.
And
Dresden Files.
Yeah, which I hear is really good, but in my mind, I keep thinking that
I
like the TV show.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi puts out really bad movies, which are really awesome. Sharknado's coming up, so hopefully I'm not working for that.
Sharknado 3.
I can't be, because I don't want to watch the second run, because it's not the same. We have to have the organic of the first run, and Will Wheaton talking all kinds of shit.
If he pays any attention to it at all.
He usually watches it and is on Twitter.
No, that's true.
Yeah, remember? He did the first one about Tara reading the liquor store. And then the second one he was actually in it. Oh, there I go.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, so he'll be on. And
yeah.
I guess they never brought back a show. I liked the show.
Didn't. The Will Wheaton Project.
I liked it. I mean, it was basically Tosh and that kind of thing.
It was basically At Midnight and Tosh.
Combined.
Mixed together, yeah.
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 At Midnight's good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like the show because it was a lot of stuff that we would like. I know what that is. That's funny. And anyway, So I'm excited for Sharknado 3, but they actually have like pretty decent shows. Like Lost Girl I never got into. Bitten I've watched both seasons now. It's based on a book too. It's not bad actually. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. And Dresden I liked.
Yeah.
I thought it was a clever TV show.
It was.
And now he's on Arrow, so that's fucking cool too.
Yes.
Paul Blackthorne, which is a fucking cool name anyway.
Yes.
So Comic-Con real quick. I watched the entire panel of Ash versus Evil Dead with Sam Raimi, Lucy Lawless, who I have stupidly never knew she was from New Zealand.
Yes.
I never heard her in an interview where she used her accent like that in a regular voice. I've only seen her in stuff where she had her normal or Spartacus, but everybody was English on Spartacus, so I just assumed it was an accent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, New Zealand. Duh. I should have known since that's where they filmed fucking Xena. But then again, you got fucking Ted Raimi American, Bruce Campbell American, fucking Kevin Sorbo is nothing but American.
Right.
He can't do an accent. That's like trying to get Marky Mark to try to do an accent, you know? Yeah, that know, isn't right? Boston or just straight white. but anyway, yeah. So the panel was hilarious. Bruce, of course, is, you know, Bruce. And
right.
So it was pretty good. It was talking about the series, and Sam was there talking about, you know, the fans really wanted this, and Bruce is like, yeah, you won't quit goddamn hassling us about it, so here it is. Mm-hmm. You know? Stars. If you're not got stars, you need to get stars. And he's like, so it's 10 30-minute episodes. That's 5 hours worth of movie right there, yes. Everybody. And then, of course, in Stars, they didn't really have any limitations on what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks really good. The panel is funny. If you haven't checked that out from Comic-Con yet, San Diego, please do if you're an Evil Dead fan and Bruce Campbell fan.
Right.
So anyway, tunes, and then we'll come back and talk about what? Halloween Horror Nights?
Yes.
It's your show.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
She's like, I'm tired. I'm drinking coffee. We'll be back. H-A-D!
Bring me a dream, let's go to paradise. Spend the night. J'ai besoin de son main pour libérer mon âme.
Spook rendez-vous. Spook rendez-vous. Spook You're listening to Underground Horror Radio. Keep listening or I'll kill you.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
And it's a miracle we're still on after 2 years.
I know.
It's a miracle Not For Air lasted 5 years.
I'm boring. I can't help it.
I heard that. No, I'm boring because I'm married. It was just a joke.
Oh, God.
No, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. Halloween Horror Nights is coming back.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights is coming back.
That's one of the only perks about living in Florida.
Few and spooky.
And spooky. But if we lived, like, in Indianapolis, we'd just go to Horror Hound.
Yeah.
If we lived in Texas, we'd go to Texas Frightmare.
Yeah, I know, but it still wouldn't be the same.
We don't know that. We haven't been.
I know, but we have a spooky family. It's not
No,
exactly
we do have
same.
A spooky family, and that's the thing about Florida, so I'm not taking that away.
Yeah.
If we lived in Seattle, we'd be going to Crypticon, and we always have Jessica Cameron and twins for that.
Yep.
But we all in Florida, we also have Andre Albin.
Yep.
Who Bloody Bombshell's doing great. They added Ari Lehman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super cool. And they're always adding good clients, so good for them.
Right.
That's our friends that we met, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
No, 2 years ago.
No, 3 years ago.
Was it three? No, we got together 3 years ago. We didn't go until my birthday after.
Oh, Andrea?
Yeah.
And them? Oh, yeah.
Not spooky, Andrea. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I get everything mixed-mashed.
Yes.
But yeah, spooky's coming up. But Halloween Horror Nights just unleashed another house on the web. So my loving wife, who I love, would you like to, for the 25th anniversary of Halloween Horror Nights, would you like to announce who it is?
It's Insidious!
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Where is it? There it is. Insidious.
Insidious.
So we
and
don't
it's
know.
Apparently it's a maze, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it's not a scare zone. It's a maze.
I know. I'm
so
excited.
I think that'll be good. And, of course, Freddy vs. Jason, which
yes,
I am super.
We're very excited about.
Thank God it's like that one and not fucking the remake. And I don't have any old remakes, by the way. I'm just saying. But yeah, so there isn't much else known right now about Halloween
and
Horror Nights.
What's his name?
Jack.
Jack the.
The theme. The
clown
theme this year is Jack.
Back.
Yeah, who was the character?
Yeah.
The company's own. You know, because Insidious and Freddy and Alien and all that shit's all movie licensed stuff.
Yeah.
Even if the Universal owns the movie.
Yeah.
But Jack is its own creation of Halloween Horror Nights.
Right.
That's them. Matt and me used to love doing stuff with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
We had them. There was Jack, the director, the caretaker, all these cool characters.
Yeah.
And 25 years is huge.
That is big.
I think the last one we went to together as a group, me, Matt, and them, was the 20th anniversary.
Right.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2010. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I didn't go the year after, and then me and you ended up going 2012 and so on.
2011 was my first year.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Yeah, I was only there on Saturday.
Yeah.
And only went because I wanted to meet Clive Barker.
No, I'm talking about Halloween Horror Nights, not...
Oh, yeah. I did go in 2011.
Yeah, you went to that and Clive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we went to Spooky in 2012 together.
I am losing my mind today.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that coming up. We're excited about that. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Isis about... Because she lived in the area you lived in.
Uh-huh, I know.
Baltimore and also Pennsylvania. And I was talking about haunts, how we don't really have... She's like, let's do one. I'm like, it's not the same here.
No.
There's no corn maze. There's no hayride.
Yeah, it's not the same
It's not the same. And our woods are not the same as the woods up there.
Yeah.
I drove through Pennsylvania with you. It was pretty. Mountains and hills.
Beautiful.
And,
I would actually love to take you up there during October. We thought about it.
I know. And then
we have so much to do.
The 1 year we thought about it, we were like, God damn it, we'll do this drive in 2 days. You know, like our eyes were like one eye open.
Yeah.
We'll fucking make it.
We'll get there.
We're going to like leave here at midnight and drive up there. And then the time came. We're like, no.
Yeah. Because we went to fucking Halloween Horror Nights
and we went to Spooky it's our thing now.
I know.
What happened when we got first together, this is what we did.
Yep.
Except we went to Spooky first that time.
Yep.
And Halloween, we went to Halloween Horror Nights. Remember?
Yeah.
The first one. Mm-hmm. And now, Spooky is on Halloween.
Right, so now we have to do Halloween Horror Nights before
Spooky. That's what we did last year after the wedding anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Plus we had the wedding last year.
Last year was...
Busy.
I'm lucky we survived last year.
Yeah, because that was busy. Because we did the wedding, and then we did the honeymoon, and then the next week we went again to Universal, and we were there all day, and then we went to Halloween Horror Nights that night, and then we came home and died for like a week, and then we had to go to fucking
Spooky. Yeah, we didn't die for a week. We went to work all fucking week.
That's what I mean. But we died.
Oh, we died at work. No. So I did see a horror movie actually.
What?
Milo.
Oh, you did?
I did watch Milo with Ken Marino and Peter Strohmeyer, who... Peter Strohmeyer can just do anything he wants.
He's fucking hilarious.
And he was funny in this. He was the weird therapist.
Yeah.
Basically, what it's about is Ken Marino, if you don't know who he is, if you watched Reaper, he was one of the angels. I think he's in Wet Hot American Summer. He's like in everything. He's like that one guy on the side. He's funny. He's in Weird and Miller's. He's the guy that runs the strip club that Jennifer Aniston works at.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's very deadpan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, basically, this guy has stomach problems because he always bottles shit up and he starts getting stomach problems. And it turns out that, I guess, some book that Peter Strohmeyer had, that he has a monster that lives in his ass, and so it's his other half. It's his all that built up shit, anger.
Yeah.
So it's this cute little, kind of looks like the dinosaur from Dinosaur, the Mama.
Uh-huh.
It looks kind of like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's this little puppet thing. It's actually kind of funny, and it's a funny movie.
Uh-huh.
It isn't too gross, so it's not like totally vulgar, it's all implied, but it's really funny, and it's something to look at. It came out a couple of years ago, and I kept reading about it in Fangoria on the websites and stuff too, so I finally got a chance to watch it on Netflix because I was bored, and in between my breaks of shooting people in the face in Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's pronounced not NFA McPatches. It's not that fucking hard to say.
Yeah.
And if you want some, you come get some on PlayStation.
All right,
I'm just saying.
All right.
You know, I once made a whole episode about
Let's not kill my husband. It's all right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking bastard. Don't let your kids play those games.
Yeah, I don't understand how there's 12-year-olds on there, but anyway.
Yeah. So that was
going to say something.
I say it's about 3 pumpkins. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Oh, Milo was? Okay.
Yeah, Milo, cool. If you're into that kind of thing, watch Milo.
Yeah.
A lot of ass jokes. That's all I saw. I tried watching Donner's Pass. I watched Roadhouse instead. That's what it says about that.
That tells you that.
Any chance to see Swayze and Sam...
Elliot,
I'm down. You know? And plus, that movie totally reeks of 80s.
Yeah. Fucking hair.
Oh, yeah. The hair.
But
Patrick Swayze telling people to fuck off is hilarious.
Yeah.
Swayze is very underrated.
Yeah.
Plus, without Swayze, there's no Point Break and no... Whoa.
Yeah.
Keanu, who's a vampire.
Yeah.
He doesn't age.
Bromances, yeah.
Fucking love Keanu.
Yeah. And he's apparently in some movie now where it's these two girls, like, torture him and stuff.
Torture Keanu?
Yeah.
Weird. Is he, like, normal guy Keanu?
Yeah.
Is it Ted?
No.
What are you up to, Ted? Nothing, man.
I don't. It just came out, or it's coming out. I don't remember exactly.
I heard John Wick was good.
Yeah, John Wick was good. We just have not watched it.
Yeah. Also, it had Busey, so there you go.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Busey?
Yeah, really. Fucking crazy ass.
Between him and Nick Nolte, when drugs did that to Nick Nolte. I think a motorcycle accident did that to poor Busey.
Yeah.
Because he was all right in Predator,
too. Yeah, he cracked
too.
His head. He was lucky he lived.
Yeah. He was good in Predator, too.
Yeah.
And it has, did you ever see that meme that had Bill Paxton? The only guy to ever be killed by a Terminator, a Predator, and an alien?
Yeah.
Fucking Bill Paxton.
I love Bill Paxton. It's called, the movie's called Knock Knock.
Okay.
And it's Eli Roth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When did that come out?
Because
right now I'm hearing about his Green Inferno. There's
a
lot
that's
of
finally coming out.
There's a lot of controversy about that.
Mm-hmm. It says Eli Roth is back with a sexy psychological thriller titled Knock Knock. Keanu Reeves stars as a happily married architect who makes a seemingly fatal mistake when he gives into a threesome with two young strangers.
Damn it, Keanu.
The morning after turns into a living hell as the two sexy psychopaths torture him for his infidelities. A remake of the 1970s exploitation film Death Game. The film was shot in Santiago, Chile, and looks to include the same tongue-in-cheek schlock horror we've come to expect from the director of Cabin Fever and Hostel. Whatever. Having premiered at this year's Sundance Film Festival, Knock Knock is seeking U.S. distribution and still has no confirmed release date.
It's weird. How can a guy like Eli Roth can't get shit put out?
I don't know.
You know, I know what it is. Because remember,
too much.
We had this. No, remember we had this talk with Jimmy O and April Burrell.
Yeah.
About distribution's a pain in the ass. Like most shit that gets, even if you get out of developmental hell,
mm-hmm.
and you finally get something made, mm-hmm. now you have to wait for distribution. That's what's going on with SLC Punk too.
Yeah.
Punk's dead. The movie's made. It's shown at the festival. I hear nice things.
Yeah.
But. Everybody's hounding. I'm like, when's it getting made? I thought this was going to come out. Granted, he did a whatchamacallit to get it made, a Kickstarter type program. So I understand people wanting their shit. I understand that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when it distribution's a bitch.
Yeah, it is.
Shit gets on shelves and you really can't. It's hard to get the money yourself to distribute something. That's why not everything gets a worldwide release.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Unless
people...
you can get some real hype behind it, that's what happened with It Follows. Because It Follows was just a small film.
And it got hype.
It got hyped, and then they got released. You know. So,
I mean, even if some stuff lucky enough to go to video, you still got to find okay, which company is going to put it on video? Mm-hmm. Artistan? Is
Are
it
you
Ghost
actually
House?
Gonna make money? Yeah, Are is you it actually going to make money off of it?
Yeah.
You know?
Is it going to be Ghost House?
Mm-hmm.
Who's making them prints? That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Who's making the prints?
Yep.
And That's why it's a lot of stuff gets easier on demand because it's digital.
Yeah.
You can easily send a file.
Yep.
I mean, there's a process so you can't burn it, but I mean, like, you make the file and it's out there. Making DVDs, making it in theaters, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of the trickiness of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm hoping that'll come out. That sounds like that'd be good. Good for Eli Roth.
Yeah. The only thing is the thing with Eli Roth, I think he got in when torture porn was just starting and it became a big thing, and now it's kind of tapered off a bit, and
now
torture porn's not as, you know, not as new as it was, and also it's not got as big of a following as it had. Do you know what I mean? I think people got tired of
it. I think it went like what happened was torture porn with that and Saw was like the thing, and then after that died down. It took what, about a decade to die down? After that died down, now we're in the found footage era.
Yeah.
Think of it as like wrestling era. You had the PG, you had the attitude era, now you got the reality era.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it's pretty much found footage era. Hopefully that'll die down soon. Because when Blair Witch came out, that was it, but it didn't really take off. Especially back then when everything was still tape.
Yeah.
There wasn't all handy cam, the cell phone shit now.
Right.
So it took a while for that to go. So we just had The Gallows, we had Unfriended. We're going to have Paranormal 5 or 6. 5?
5.
Which, this one, like I said, looks different. I'll actually want to excited about this one.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I think right now the torture porn thing's kind of done. And we might... remake era and remake comic book found footage. Yeah. So if it's not a remake of something, it's a found footage movie.
Yeah.
That's really...
what we're looking at right now.
Or now TV shows mm-hmm. based on books, which are cool, or Evil Dead, which is going to be nice.
Yeah.
But that's really it. Other than that, it's kind of like those are the three reboot, remake, whether it's horror or not.
Mm-hmm.
Found footage horror movies, because if it's an original idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then a straight up remake if you're like, you know, the other movies. I mean, that's pretty much all you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really... or sequels.
Yeah.
Remake, reboot, sequels.
Right.
Even Halloween Returns is kind of in that boat. Yes. But I'm excited. I think the slashers are going to come back.
Yes.
Not remake slashers.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's New Texas Chainsaw. That's kind of a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Yeah. All right. Tunes.
Let's play some music. Yep.
I'm gonna go.
Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Pay your bills,
motherfucker.
So yeah, Spooky's coming up.
Yep.
We're excited for that.
Yep.
We don't know much else. Other they announced a couple awesome things. We'll get to that. Go ahead and talk about your murder house.
Yeah, since we were talking about torture porn before the break.
And haunted houses.
And haunted houses. I just wanted to talk about something that's been brought to my attention that I didn't know about. I probably have seen it because I've watched like the Extreme Halloween Houses and stuff on Travel Channel and stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But McCamey Manor, it's in San Diego right now, but I think they're moving to Indianapolis. They're moving to Indiana. And they're having a 6-show set up in November in New York. But apparently, it's not just an extreme haunt. It's billed as a full contact interactive event. Okay, so you go into this house and that, you know, most places they're not really allowed to touch you or whatever. This place they touch you, and apparently, it can go up to an 8-hour challenge for you to survive this house.
How much does this cost to get in?
They were saying they were only charging a donation of dog food for the local
kennels,
but they've since said that they're charging like $10 or $15 to go into it. But you're on a waiting list and you have to be like medically cleared
Jesus.
To go through this thing. It's 18 and older and you have to be physically capable of handling it.
Right.
Those are some of their guidelines. And apparently there's a waiting list a mile fucking long to get into this place.
I'm good.
But what they do is they keep you in there and torture you for, you know, literally like two to four to six to eight hours, depending on how long you make it. And they determine when you're done. So it's been billed as, you know, an extreme house. But at the same time, there's a lot of people saying what's really going on in there is they're actually legally getting away with torturing people. And
that's not okay.
You know, and if it's your thing, I mean, that's one thing. But I don't see how they can do that to people that the people don't really.
It's not a thing.
No, it's not a thing. It's like the people that go into it probably think, oh, this is going to be, you know, nothing. This is not really as scary as they think it is and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I can handle it. It's not going to be real and blah, blah, blah. But then you get in there and you really can't handle it. Do you know what I mean? It's like that could really mess some people up. And the other thing is there is a story going along saying that they have live feeds from the house to betting establishments, like in Vegas and all over the world. People are betting to see who's going to make it and who's not. So, and if that's the case, then that's off the charts.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. So
I think you can have a really nice scare haunt without actually hurting anybody.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
and
I don't know.
Yeah. There's a Facebook page. The truth, it's called The Truth About McCamey Manor. There's a petition trying to get it shut down. You know,
I'm in the haunts, but that's, you know, a little too much.
Go check it out.
The whole point of these horror movies and these things is not to hurt people physically.
Yeah. Yes. And I think that,
I mean, it's all make-believe.
Yeah, and I'm a big proponent of doing what you want to do and being original and, you know, doing really scary stuff, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think that you really need to be fully informed before you go into something like that, because a five-minute profile on a TV show about extreme haunts is not going to tell you what you're really going to deal with in a place like that.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you make your own decision about whether you would want to do something like that, but just go in there fully informed, because I don't think a lot of people really understand
what they're getting into.
So that's just something that I wanted to bring up, because we are going into the haunt season now. And, you know, so, and everybody should be able to go and enjoy those and have fun and not have to worry about.
I enjoyed the ones
hurt
at Fright Nights last year.
Yeah,
they were actually really good
and really scary.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we love Halloween Horror Nights, and that's always, you know, that's always pretty extreme. They're rarely not.
Some of the street stuff's more intense than
especially
some of the
like
houses.
The Purge and stuff like that. That was, you know,
that was good stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not like you can't get it everywhere. You know what I mean, but just be fully informed before you go into something like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's always been one of my my own personal fears, is going into a house and thinking it's just a haunted house and you're going to go through it, and then there's really somebody in there that's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just, I just wanted to get it out there. Yeah, I just wanted to get it out there.
So with that said, we got Spooky Empire coming up.
Yes.
Which is going to be
awesome.
Yes. Well, I'm just going through the list here. So they added some things since last time. And you know what? I'll let you do this one, too, because I know what a big fan you are of this movie. And we talked about it many times.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
They are doing a Fright Night, the original Fright Night reunion.
30th anniversary.
For the 30th anniversary. And they're going to have Charlie Brewster, Williams Ragsdale, Amy, Amanda Bears, and
Evil Ed,
Stephen Jeffries.
Yes.
And
you're so cool, Brewster.
So they're all going to have all three of them, and I'm hoping maybe they'll try to get Chris Sarandon again.
He was just here.
I know he was just there, but...
He's been there like three times since we've been there.
Yeah, I know, but it would be good. This is when they should get him.
Yeah, I know. I know, because this is the Fright Night reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how much I love the original and the remake.
Yes.
Because Tom Holland had his hand in both.
Yes.
Fright Night 2, on the other hand.
Yes.
Let's
not. I don't want to talk about it.
But Williams Ragsdale.
William Ragsdale, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Is he?
Always was, yeah. Adorkable. He was the original adorkable.
You ever meet him?
No.
So
why
you're
I'm
excited.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Which Patrick, we talked about, will be there again. He's got a museum of all the monsters stuff.
Yeah,
that's sick.
Awesome.
Rocky Horror. Now they're doing an actual reunion of Rocky Horror. with Barry Bostwick, Patricia Quinn, and Nell Campbell. So that's fucking cool.
Yep.
They have a mini craft reunion with Skeet Ulrich, Nev Campbell, and Rachel True. Hopefully they're getting Farooza.
Was Skeet in?
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's right. He was
the
craft.
Dick bag.
Yeah.
He was the dick bag.
That's right.
That motherfucker was 90s.
I know.
He was one Jared Leto away from being 90s.
Yeah.
You know.
He was like the Johnny Depp.
Yeah, without being Johnny Depp.
Yeah. But
he's
looked,
all right.
He looked the most like him.
In that picture especially.
Yeah.
He looked like, 21 Jump Street Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 80s.
Yeah.
What a good time.
But they've also started putting the connectors up for the authors and all that stuff. So we're getting excited.
They're still working on that. Of course, Tattoo Festival. They're having live acts. We don't know about panel submission form. I didn't know that was even going on yet. I've already fucking would have done it.
There you go. Well, then go and put it in.
We will. We're going to do one about our... this time we're going to do more of a podcast about it than an actual...
panel?
Well, no. We're doing a panel, but instead about the radio end with the music...
We're going to do podcast.
We're
going to
focus on how to record one and do one about horror stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the radio stuff gets too complicated.
Yes.
And we didn't have a lot of time to try to explain it properly.
Yeah.
So this time... Because I think Boots will be there, too, and he'll be perfect to hop on with us.
Yeah.
Since he started On For Air with me.
Yeah.
That recording one, and we'll show people how to record one, like, quick little 5-minute, like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Edit, done, put out.
Right.
Because, you know, it's, why not? It's, everybody's doing one now.
Yeah.
This is no longer a secret thing that's been going on for 10 years.
Right.
I think Spreaker.com, which is another, you know, website that has podcasts, is like, join the podcast revolution. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like 5 years ahead of you.
Yeah.
And then if you really want to get technical, Nasty Neil, who does Without Your Head Radio and podcasts and wrestling and stuff, who's one of our friends, he's been doing it for 10 years.
Yep.
He's got 5 years on me.
Right.
And the Think Podcasting from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That it's
right.
Like, how is that a thing?
Right.
So very cool. So I think that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna fill this out.
Yep.
ASAP. I didn't see any announcement about it, or else I would have done it.
Yep.
And we'll just play. We'll play a tune. We're out. We're done.
We'll
be back next week.
Yay! Bye.
Anyway, be weird.
You're listening to Podunk Radio.